Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We started the new parak, we started the third parak here in Ma'aser Sheni, and the Mishnah had said that when a person is asking some shlichim to help bring up the Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim, he shouldn't say to his friend, you know what, take some up and take a portion when you get there, because that gives the impression that that portion is payment for the schlepping, and therefore that is not allowed, because as we learned, one is not allowed to repay a loan with Ma'aser Sheni, right? That was what we learned way back on the first daf, really, in the Masechta, related to that. You can't sell Ma'aser Sheni, you can't be Mamashkin, you can't be Machlif, can't be Shokel Kenegdo, right? That's not covered for the Ma'aser Sheni. So what can you do? You can change the Lashon a little bit. It's all in the formulation. Instead of saying, take some fruit, lechalik, but take some fruit so that we can go and eat it together in Yerushalayim. So that is allowed, because that doesn't give the impression that it's a portion for the payment, but it's just, they're going to have a picnic together, no chleim and nishteim be Yerushalayim. That's the other gear says, lo'ochlam v'lishtosam. Either way, the focus is on the eating and the drinking, and not the splitting up, and that's why it's allowed. But you could give him out naschinam, and that would be look like as a present, good, maybe, even if one doesn't say what we discussed in the past, that when somebody eats over, remember the Ramah and Evin Ezer and the Taz and the Chachma Shlomo, if somebody eats over at my house, is that their food once I put it on the plate and then they can do whatever they want with it, or it's mine that I'm sharing with them? So I would say this Mishnah is, even if you take the approach that it's theirs, that doesn't mean that if this would be a problem. No chalev edishtim, it's all about the lashon issue. Either way, you're not really paying them for their work. It's just what gives that impression. So with the lashon of lachalik, it gives that impression, but with the lashon of shenochlev edishtim, that's definitely better. So that's the Gemara asks, what's the difference really between these lashonos? They're very, very similar. The Gemara answered, you're right, it's not so clear what the reason for the heter is, but Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yonasan, mehilchos shel imumhu. It's one of those unclear halachos that is leheter, but it's mutter, we'll take the heter, right? We don't, what's Chazal, matered something. We're not going to ask for it, even though it's not exactly clear what exactly the heter is. Again, in all these cases, the Gemara is going to quote a few of them. There is a tzad svara to explain what the reason for the heter is, but it's not so clear, and therefore the Gemara uses the lashon of halachas shel imumhu, the halachas of imum. But as we explained in the Pnei Moshe, it says beferish, the explanation that we just said, it's whether it's kiporeya chova b'maaser sheni ukimokarlo, or it's just a way to invite them to join. Okay, so the Gemara is going to quote a couple of other examples of halachas shel imum. Tznat tamantanina. So first we quote a Mishnah in Shvius. We learned in the Mishnah in Shvius, third to last line here, chafal from a base, ha'omer lepoel halacha iser zeh v'laket li yarak hayom. So we know by Shvius, if somebody switches Peir Shmita with money, so the Kedusha switches, right, the Demei Shvius. The Kedusha switches from the fruit onto the money, and from the money onto whatever you continue to transfer it to. The Shvius fruit always stay Kadosh, but also whatever it was, it's not like Ma'aser Sheni where the Kedusha is lost, but whatever you transferred it to, that also has the Kedusha. So the question is, what about this case? If somebody says to their worker, they want to pay their worker, but they don't want the money that they give to the worker to have Kedusha, and the worker is not interested in having Kadosh money either. So if somebody says to their worker, Homa lepoel, halacha iser zeh, take this isar, v'laket li yarak hayom, and gather me, harvest for me some vegetables today. So that's fine, schara mutter. That schara is not mutter, because that's viewed as the money is for the work, right? That's what he says, laket li, right, be malaki. So because the money is for the work, and not for the vegetables, that's why it's allowed, that's why it's not a problem. But lakately bo yerek hayom, if you add in that word bo, if you harvest and gather for me yerakos hayom bo for this isar, so schar aser, So there, the focus is more on the chefsa, on the items. Therefore, it's aser. Look at Rav Chaim Pilevsky. Tekesha omer lo bo mashma yoser shahadamim tumuras hayerakein. Because if somebody says bo, it's mashma more that the money, the damim, is in exchange for the yerek. Mamish exchange for the yerek, and therefore it would be a problem. Even though they're very similar lashonos, right? Gather for me today, gather for me with it today. So with it, that gives the, makes the payment for the harvesting the vegetables themselves, and that's why it would be asur. Again, it's not the end of the world to have kedusha on the perishvias, but you have to get rid of it before this man of biur, and it has to be treated, not allowed to throw out, or waste any of the, value. So again, that's the, we're gonna see, that's a halacha shel imum. What exactly is the difference? But once we're here, we continue quoting the, case from that Mishnah. Lokach min hanachdom kikar bapundion. Somebody goes to the bakery and he buys a challah kikar bapundion that's worth a pundion. And he says, the buyer says, kishe elko yakar sade avilacha. No, I'm not going to pay you right now. When I harvest my field, my vegetables, I'll bring you some. So how do we look at that? Do we look at that as if I owe you? And you're giving me credit, and I am paying the credit with the vegetables, or no? I'm buying, I don't owe you, I still have to pay you, but I wasn't mischayev, and these vegetables happen to be a favor. You did me a favor, I'm doing you a favor. So mutter, so in that case, in that lashon, if you buy from a nachtom kikar, and you say, when I gather my vegetables, I'll give you mutter, that is allowed. Why? Why is that mutter? So look again in Rav Chaim Pilevsky. Kikar bapundion, kikar shave pundion. Velo paralo, he didn't pay him. Ela amarlo, lekisha elko yurkos, when I gather my vegetables, sada avila chaskari mutter, velo chashiv priyas chove perishvias. That's not considered repaying a loan with shmita fruit. Ki bishum, de bedin eno yachol anachtom hotzi mimenu. Because if I say this, you can't bring me to court. I don't really owe you. Right? If I buy the kikar and I say, when I get some vegetable, I didn't say, on condition. I'll give you the vegetables for the challah. No, I just say, when I get some vegetables, I'll bring some to you. So that's okay. Shalo hisna behedya bitnai. Shetavi li yirakos. Venosin vizela zeman aschinam. No, it's viewed as two different presents. You give me some challah and I'll give you some vegetables. That's when that is allowed. That is not creating a new obligation. After all, to add in, the vegetables are readily available. Anybody could go collect them. So he's just doing a favor for him by gathering them for him. But if somebody, second case, lokach bimenu stam, but if somebody says that he buys it to him stam without specifying, stam means, with credit, that anything, whatever he's going to pay will be considered piron of that credit. Right? Stam, Rav Chaim Pilevsky, tahashtan is chayev lo bedamim avur akikar. Right, I didn't say I buy to you for something that's shove a pildion. It wasn't explicit as much as that, but it's tam, so that he can't pay because that would be considered paying with perishvias. So good. So now back to the first case though. Ma bein ha'omer lakeitli, ma bein ha'omer lakeitli. But what's the difference in the first two cases? Right, the Mishnah Shvias. If somebody says lakeitli, which then the money would be for the work, and it would not have kedusha shvias. And what about the difference between lakeitli bo? That would very, very, daka's dick and the nuance for the difference. Rabbi Avin, Meshev, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Mehilchas Shemim hi. This is another example of halachos shel imum, just like we have in our Mishnah. Mishdin, Maisa, Sheni, in the beginning of the third perek. It's halachos shel imum. What's the difference? Bring it up to take a portion, or let's eat it together in Yerushalayim. By that chiluk. So to here. Gather for me with it. Bo, that is another halacha shel imum. Good. We spoke a lot about this in Masechah Shvias, in terms of how to treat Peir Shvias, how to treat Demei Shvias, and how the transfer occurs. And is there any, we learned then, there are allowances for schora in a more limited way, just for what he needs for his family, etc. Taman Taninan, next Mishnah. The Mishnah also says in Masechah Shabbos, Kuf Mem Ches in the Bavli. So again, we know there's an Isra of Mekach Umemkar on Shabbos and Yontif, which I'll not let to do business. Right? Ultimately, why is this? So Rashi says in Beitza, or 2 days in the Rashi in Beitza, Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, Mekach u'Memka. What's the context of that Rashi? Remember, that's the Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, has all the different categories of activities that are Asur on Shabbos and Yantif. Asur on Shabbos and Yantif. Right? There are the three categories. One called Shvus, one called Rishus, and one called Mitzvah. Three categories, right? Shvus, you can't lo'olan. Although all the Isurei D'Rabbanan on Shabbos and Yantif, lo'olan be'ilan, v'lo rachon agabe behema, you can't climb a tree. You might come to rip off a branch. You can't ride an animal. You might come to rip off a branch. V'lo shadar al pre'amayim, also to build a raft. V'lo metabchin, v'lo mesabkin, v'lo meraktin. Right? And one is not allowed to clap or dance in a big sugya. So those are all in the category of shvus. There's no specific mitzvah related to them, but those also D'Rabbanan. And then the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein lohei mishum rishus." The following are mishum rishus: lo dunin, right, being a court case; v'lo mekadshin, getting married. That's called rishus. That's a big sugya. The Gemara says, "Mekadshin, aren't you doing a mitzvah right by kiddushin?" So the Gemara answers, "He already has a children." Right, big sugya for the Rambam and the Rush about the mitzvah of kiddushin. V'lo chaltsin, v'lo miyamin, chalitza and yibum are also called rishus. In this regard, and again, the Gemara goes through each one of these. Why is this a rishus? Maybe there's an older brother, mitzvah begadol yabim. But all of those, why are all of those usher? Why are all those usher? Because the Gemara says, gzeira shema yichtov. You might come to write, because bezdin often, after they, proceedings, they want to write it. Kiddushin, a chalitza yibim, there might be a bezdin that's a witnessing, and therefore they'll want to record it. And finally, ve'elohim misha mitzvah, the Mishnah says, these are asur derabanan, even though they're in the category of mitzvah. Lo makdishin, v'lo ma'arichin, v'lo machrimin, to be makdish something. Right, to, not mikadesh, that was earlier, makdishin, Raji is makdishin, hekdeshos, ma'arichin, erkecha alai, right, the erech, lo machrimin, those are all three different, ways, mechanisms to be, give something to the base of Mikdash. Hekdesh, erechin, and machrimin. So all of those are asur, midrabanan, anyanta, v'chabas, why? So the Gemara says, gzeira, misha mekachu memkar. All of those are asur, misha mekachu memkar. And therefore what? So Rashi has two days. Shemekach u'memkar to the mekach u'memkar damu. Shemotzi me reshuso l'reshus hektish. Because you're switching ownership. You're switching reshuyos. By all of those, all the ways that you're makdish something, it switches from reshus bailim to reshus gavoa. So all of those, and shemotzi reshus l'reshus hektish, reshus hektish. U'mekach u'memkar aser min amikra. And Rashi says, day number one, mekach u'memkar is aser based on the pasuk. The pasuk says in Yeshayon and Chesbim, so chafzacha v'daber davar. But on Shabbos, you should not be involved in your own chafatzim, in your own activities. Business is your activities. Business is not chafzei shemayim. And therefore, number one reason, mekach memkar is asur, because it is mimso chafzacha v'daber davar. Inami, says Rashi, mekach memkar asi lidei ksiva, shtari mechira. When you switch some reshus of something, when you gain something, when you sell something, you want to write it down, you want to record it, you want to have it for your records, and therefore, that is why it is not allowed on Shabbos. So that's 2 days about Mekach u'Memkar. Either it's based on the Pasuk, or that itself is Gufa, Gzeira Shema Yechtov. So here, Chazal, now with that background, the Mishnah in Shabbos here, that the Gemara quotes, Chazal wanted to distance anything that smacks of Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos and Yantif. Even the language, how one is borrows items from their neighbor. So the Gemara says, Taman Tanina, the Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah, Shol Adam Mechaver Kadi Adam Kadi Shemen, a person could borrow a wine and oil pitchers on Shabbos, Ubavad Shalo Yomar Lo Halveini. As long as he doesn't say Halveini, because Halveini is usually used for a loan. A loan is, you get back at a certain time in the future, and money, you record it. So Halveini specs of a business. So what should you say? So the Mishnah says you can say hashileni. Hashileni. She'ela instead of, use the lashon of she'ela instead of a halva. Again, the Chaim Kiryevsky quoting that Gemara. V'halva aser b'shabbos. Kibbe she'ela chazeres ba'en. Halva does not come back ba'en. That's why it's aser. V'lo midiv michtiri. And she, people don't remember. V'ena m'maron lefroa. And people don't pay so quickly. This is all a summary of the Rishonim there in Shabbos. All of these reasons. By a halva, you don't get it back, right? Milva lahot son, itna. People don't always remember. You want to write it down. People don't pay so quickly. Chayshina shem yichtov. Avol she'ela dehadra be'ena shari. But she'ela, which comes back as is, that's mutter. V'achanami v'lashon she'ela, and that's why v'lashon she'ela is mutter. Lashon halva is aser. If somebody wants to borrow, so you want to get a bottle of wine. Can I, in English, it's kind of like the same thing. Can I borrow? Right? Can I borrow? But it's she'ela versus halva in Hebrew. That's the difference. So the Gemara says, ma bein ha'omer halveni, ma bein ha'omer ha'shileni. Basically the same thing. What's the difference between ha'shileni and halveni? Aren't they similar? So the Gemara says, again, another example, Rabzi, Rabshim, Rabbi Yonasan, mehilcha shal imam hi. Why this is mutter? It's halacha shal imam. So we have our Mishnah of Maaser Sheni. We have the Mishnah in Shvius about whether the items get Shvius value or not. And number three, we have this case of how do you borrow neighborly items on Shabbos. So the difference is you have to use the right lashon. If you look in the Ritva there in Shabbos Kufem Ches, see he has this. He explains this a little more based on Rechag Yassi. Again, is based on the Rishonim there, but the Ritva there at the beginning of the Perek Shoel Adam, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Yafa Pirush Rabbeinu Yeshaya. He quotes from the Tosas Rid. Da havi halva v'lo she'ela mamish. Right, this isn't actual halva, and this isn't she'ela. Because what's usually? Usually halva, explains. To ha she'ela, regular when you borrow something, can I borrow a pen, can I borrow a car, can I borrow a fork, right? Usually she'ela, it actually goes back exactly what you borrowed. Right, to ha she'ela hajabeine. Vahala hajabeine, and this wine bottle, no, you're going to use some of the wine. So it's not actual she'ela. V'halva namina nihi d'lo hadra b'ene, and also halva. Fine, this is like halva. It's not coming back. Ba'en mikal makom hadra ba'oso min shehu notel. But still, you borrowed wine and you're going to give back wine. So it's not the same, but it's still similar. V'ilu hacha, but here, notel peirus machzer damim. Here, you're taking something and you're probably giving back money. Right? So it's like halva in that case. But it's not exactly either, because it's only sofa, vosim ochezman lacher Shabbos. Right? That's what the end of the Mishnah says. You could figure out the chezman after Shabbos. Dum yad de pesach, shina maxer tle eladamim, elavade de hacha konu bakafa. Is definitely here. It's not just a neighbor borrowing, you're not even going to collect it. It says osim ochezman. It's not like kabaro an apple. So there, that's not mekach umemkar. So Ella, but here it is, because it says you're going to do biz after Shabbos. Ella fisha asal haskel lo dumei shavio v'shalo yeki mekach umemkar eno maskel lo lashon mekach. You don't say that lashon. Ukid bedin hu diyachal lomar halveni da ika shinu yevakera. It's enough to say halveni. It's not really Ella sha asal lomar halveni mitayma de mefarsh gemara kadei shalo yavo lichtov, so that you don't come to right. So again, you have these differences between halveni and hashileni, and the gemara there. Again, it says Mashna Halshilini Masha Halveni. Lav Lamemra, again the Ritva continues, to losagi the le mashileni, to ika nashi vruba de gavri to lo yadi lame de kachi. A lot of people aren't going to be medactic and no. But El Hakpada Shalomar Halveni. El Omar Shileni Stam Baloshan Mochiach. Again, it continues how this is going to work, but this is the second example of the third example of the issue of Halacha Shel Umam. I remember I once heard a shir many years ago. And I could say personally, right? Often many people write when they learn, right? They'll put notes in their Gemara and they'll put punctuation in. So maybe you shouldn't be able to learn on Shabbos Gzeira Shem Yichtov, right? It sounds very far fetched, but again, we knocked out other mitzvahs. We knocked out shofar on Shabbos, Gzeira Darabah. We knocked out, you know, other halachas and mitzvahs if we think that it might lead to another. So here, Gzeira Shem Yichtov. You might cut to be kosef. So again, we're not going to say that, but again, often somebody has you know, pencils in their pocket, and they always go to it. So you got to make sure you don't have a pencil in your pocket. So even if you go to it, sometimes people on Shabbos by poseches yodecho k'shartam la'os, we go to our tefillin. Sometimes things are so automatic, ingrained in us. But again, we're not going to go that far to gzeir shem yichtov by learning. Okay, we continue next one. Next chilek says agar piton, talking about pas akum. Pas Akum, as we know, Pas Akum is one of the areas that were targeted by Chazal in order to keep separation. There is a beautiful introduction, I don't think I ever read it, in this context, by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of Machale Akum and Simen Kuf Yud Beis in Yaradeya. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Chachamim Gazru Arba Advarim Laharchik Et Tatsmeinu Meobdei Kochavim U'Mazalos. Chachamim distance us in four areas to keep us away from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Shelo Haminu Babori Olam. Which of Ovdei Avodah Zarah are we talking about? Those who don't believe in Hashem. Shelo Lechal Pas Shelohem. Number one, Pas, baked goods. V'shelo Lechal Bebishulam. not from their cooked items. Af shemavashlam davar kosher, even if it's all kosher. V'gam asru ha'chalav shechelbo mi behema tahora, even their milk that they milked from a kosher animal. Kishein Yisrael omid al gabehem, when a Jew doesn't is not omid on them. V'gam asru gvinoseim, and also their cheese. Right, so those are the four, says the Aruch HaShulchan, bread, whatever, baked goods, cooked goods, milk, and cheese. V'shtai me'la ha'chalav ha'gvinos, two of them, the milk and the cheese, asur b'bnei achshash, isur mamish. The milk and the cheese are asur because of tarfas. They're asur because you think something not kosher is in it. K'moshi is bar b'simik kuf tezvav. Aval pita n'bishulan, the baked goods and the cooked goods, lo asur b'bnei achshash, isur. Those weren't. You could watch from start to finish that it's all kosher. The reason there isn't because of not kosher. Ela k'de laharchik atzmeinu mehem. It's just to distance us from them. Shedvarim elu mevi'im lidei krevis hadas, because baking and cooking bring to kiriv hadas, socializing, v'yavol ischatein bam, and you might come to marry them. V'kol elu advarim asurim rak ba'achila v'lo bahana. And all of these were only asur ba'achila, obviously not bahana. V'shema tishal, says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe you might think, says Rabbi Yechiel Michael Epstein, halo b'bishuleyem yesh isur mamish. Why is bishul, you only say that it's not based on not kosher, it's only based on the chasnus, as it's called? Why isn't there a problem? They're baking it in their pots, aren't they? Mishum kelim shalohem, shetadir b'vashal bo trefus, right? Aren't they always being b'vashal trefus in their pots? V'chem b'pas, im lashin b'mayim chamin, if they're kneading with hot water, halo machamim minosam b'kleim, they warm it up in their kelim. Amnam bazeh, so why isn't that, why are we nervous about that? We only worried about chasnus? Amnam bazeh in iser klal. The stam kelim shalom einam b'nei yoma. No, we're not worried because stam kelim are not used within the last 24 hours. The chepasko kalaposkim, the stam kelim shal akum einam b'nei yoma. They're not b'nei yoma. V'yavagat einam b'nei yoma rak b'di eved mutter v'lo v'lachachil. And even though inap b'nei yoma is only mutter b'di eved, not b'chadchila, but hachanami, kivan shekvar afu, v'kvar bishlu, havi kid the evid. That would be like the evid. So then he goes through, again, beautifully, as the Aruch HaShulchan always does, the background, and the Gemaras, and the Rishonim. He does a little quote a little bit later on, which is going to come up in our Gemara here, about the heterim of pas, which the Rambam does not quote. But he quotes, many Rishonim have the heter of what's called pas, even not pas palter, which is a national bakery that you don't have any personal relationship, but even without that, Mikolai the Rise Bruis Hashas Dilon, Eino Machalik Bein Palter Labalabais. We're about to see the Yerushalmi is Machalik, but our Gemara is not, Vachain Tosas Arash, Vikam Stamba the Yerushalmi Psachim Silver came. Ella the Bikan be Yerushalmi, Nevadazar, and Meister Shani, there is a day like the Rambam that there's a chilik between a baker that is like a factory versus a personal one, but he says Mefuritik Shabbat Rush Lafalpel, but Shas Dilan Lo Hiskin Shum Efresh Bein Palter Labalabais, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch is Mako in this regard. Okay, this is all background. The Simin Kuf Yud Beis in Yeridaya. So now let's see what the Gemara has to say. Pitan. So regarding the Pas Akum, the baked goods, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan. Odi Mehilchal Shemim Hi. This is also a halacha that we're not sure of the svar for the heter, but it's mutter. Am Rabbi Yosi Kashisei Kumi Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Ma Mehilchal Shemim Hi. Which element is what's not clear? Kachani Omer, is it the following? B'makom Sha Pas Yisrael Mitzuya. In a place where you could just as easily get baked goods baked by a Jew. B'dinu Shetei Pas Goyim Asura. It should be that Pas Akum is Asur there. V'im Olevi Tirua. And they still mattered. They still mattered, even in the case where there's the Jewish bread is just available. They still mattered that you could use the bread baked by a Goy. Is that what's so not understandable? Obamakam she'ena pas yisro mitzui, or the opposite. In a place where the bread is not matzui, bidinu shetei pas goyim muteris. It should be mutter there if it's so difficult. Bread is such a staple, as Bali Tosfis say in Masechet Avodah Zarah. That's why Lamaisa pas akam ended up being a chumra today, not a din like the other three. The other three of, or the chalav is for sure a din, and bishul is for sure a din. Gvin is a separate topic, but pas is a chumra we paskin. So is that's the issue in a place where ain pas besuya. So it should be that it's mutter. But then they pas goyim muteres v'imu olev asura, and it's asur. So which is what's not clear? Did they blanket asur it where we didn't understand it, or did they blanket matter it? So amar mana v'yesh imum leisur. Ramana says, first of all, imum, in all the cases that we have examples of, the confusion was, we don't understand the heter. The Rabbana wouldn't use that lashon for iser. And number two, upas lo kitavshili goyimi, and also, shouldn't bread be compared to bishul akum in a way? Kach ani omer. B'makam shein tafshili yisrael mitzuyin. In a case where bishul of Jews is not found, it is not common. What you're going to tell me, just because you can't find cooked items that were baked by a Jew, you can buy, get from a guy? No! They answered it across the board. The Rabbanan answered it across the board. I wouldn't say it's a mutter. It's answer clearly. There's no lack of clarity there. So Isurim are clear. By Bishul Akam, the Isurim are clear. So here too, Isurim are going to be clear. If there's something confusing and something that we don't understand, it's going to be the Heter. Ella Cain, who? This was the Imam. B'makam she'ein pas Yisrael mitzuya, right, where you can't find pas Yisrael so easily. B'din hu she'tei pas ga'im asura. It should be that it's still Aser. It should be right across the board. It's Yisurim are clear. But v'imu alev etiro. But they matered mishum mebechai nefesh because of the staple of society that we need it. V'rabban at the case from Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov or Acha, k'divrei mishu hu matir. And the Rabbi Yaakov or Acha paskin like the one that is matir, b'shas atchak. Ubilvad min palter. Here's the line. The Rishalmi here says, but only from a palter. A palter is a major bakery, meaning pas, the whole thing is based on chasnus, so your neighbor baking you a cake. That's something that could lead to intermarriage. But going to a bakery where it's made in a factory and there's no personal relationship between the baker and the buyer, right? So maybe that's what's mutter. That's what's mutter. That's ubilvad min palter. The Gemara ends up saying, v'lo avdina kein, but this limitation is not held by us. What does that mean? We matter across the board. Mara folda, v'lo avdun kein klomar. Hey nechmir, they were machmir to only allow palter. Aval eino uvda kein, ela filu shabal abayis mutter, emein sham palter akum. Right? That was matter, and that was the imum. We don't understand it fully, but it's mutter. It's mutter. So in all these cases, the imum was the tzad heter. Good. We continue. So now getting back to our Mishnah. So Tani lo yomar adam l'chaver b'Yerushalayim. So we said in our Mishnah that a person can't say to someone outside of Yerushalayim, help me shlep up these fruit, Yerushalayim l'chalek, but they could say, let's eat it together. But what about in Yerushalayim? So now the Braisa says, a person can't even tell their friend in Yerushalayim, which is much less of a tircha. Right, that's the emphasis here in the Chiddush. The less of a tircha, the Pnei Moshe says. It's not so much of a tircha, and still, a person shouldn't say to their friend, halcha v'zu shel yayin mimakom l'makom l'chalek. Right, the isser, the problem isn't only outside of Yerushalayim, where it's a big schlep, but even up to Yerushalayim. Rav Chaim Gideevsky, tircha mu'etes. It's still a problem. And Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemihi. Rabbi Lazar says, I think that this braisa, that doesn't allow it even in Yerushalayim, is based on Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia's opinion. Which Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia? So there is a Tosefta that's not fully quoted here. The Tosefta in Shvius, which has the parallel case, remember the top of the Amud, the case of buying from a Nachtom and you're going to give him vegetables. So in that case, the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia asserted. They said, in the case, right, in the second case there, they said you can't pay with Demei Shvius because you can't pay Chob with Demei Shvius. That in the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, in the Tosefta, is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia's opinion. So too, Rabbi Lazar is saying, so too they would say Aser in our case. Just like over there, it's a little bit of a hana'a. But you don't look at it as a favor. You look at it as a problem. It's an Isser Piron Chov. So too here in the case, in Yerushalayim, you say, can you please help me, L'chalik? So they would Aser there too. So the Gemara just says, Ma'an and Kaiman, what's the case of the Tosefta that we're talking about here, that it's under Machlokas, where again, a person, there's somebody getting bread, and somebody who's going to give vegetables. So what exactly is the case in the case of the baker and the vegetable farmer? Im behuda amarle halacha havli. Is it where the baker said, amarle, he said, halacha, here's the bread, havli, give me vegetables, like, for it. So divrei kol aser, that for sure will be aser. That wouldn't be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemiah and the Rabbanan in the Tosefta. And also, havli vana yavlacha, if the buyer says, can I have some bread, and I'll give you vegetables, so divrei kol mutter. We assume there that's just two separate favors. So elakian and kaimina. What are we talking about? Behuda amrle havli, where the buyer said, you know, give me the bread, and barili, I am certain that I'm going to give you vegetables. I know you have lach. So what does that mean? What does he mean by saying I'm certain? So there are two ways to understand that. Is it I'm certain? I am very confident that I'll be able to bring it to you. He's not obligating himself, but he's just saying I'm confident. But it's still a favor. Is that what it is? Or is this the lashon of ischaivus? I for sure will give this to you, I'm ischaiv, and then it will be a piron chov. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia osrin, shein yarko sada mitzuyin. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia say, yarko sada, the wild vegetables aren't always so available, and therefore he must be being mischaiv. He's not saying, I'm confident, it's obvious, I'm going to bring, but he must be being mischaiv himself, and that's why he's like piron chov. And that's also, Rabbi Lazar is saying, that's the case in the Brice that we quoted on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the case where even in Yerushalayim, you know, can you help me? He says, can you help me? And I for sure will give you a portion. So that's a hischaivus, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi and Rechemia, that's why it's aser. V'rabbanan matir in shi'arko sada mitzuyin. Rabbanan would say, no, the arko sada are enough available, and therefore, this is just a lashon of confidence, and that's a lashon of hischaivus, and therefore the Rabbanan would matir, right? And that's why, again, Rabbi Lazar, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, said, this brisa about lo yomar adam achaber l'Yerushalayim is only following Rabbi Yehuda and Rechemia's shita. That's aser. The Rabbanan would say it's mutter in that case, and the case is, as we just explained, the case, the parallel case is where he says barili. Good. One more line for today. Back to the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said again, the second half of the Mishnah. If a person says bringing stuff up to Yerushalayim, a person says can you help me? I'll give you a chelik. No good. But if a person says nochleim v'nishteim to Yerushalayim, that's allowed. So what happens once you get to Yerushalayim? You use the good lashon. You use the heter lashon. No chlim inishtem. So now can you say, here, take your portion? Would that be allowed now? Once you started b'derech heter, and you got it up here, b'derech heter, is that allowed now to use the lashon of chelek, or that also wouldn't be allowed? So that is an unanswered question that we have in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here.